Good afternoon, audio boomerangs. I hope you're all keeping well. Sorry, I realize I have posted a crazy amount today, but I don't expect everyone to have listened to every single recording that I put up. The recordings of family that I posted were put on audio boom partly as backups, so there's certainly no obligation to listen to them. Unless you want to, in which case, well, that's what they're there for, as well. Anyhow, I am testing a microphone that came with a set of earbuds that I borrowed from my friend Kim. Now, it's just a mono mic. I wish I had binaurals, but they're, alas, far too expensive for me right now. So I'm going to try this mic and put the iPhone in my pocket and see what happens. And then I'm going to take a walk down the country road in front of my parents' place. Because I'd like to show you this silly rooster that belongs to my neighbor. He crows continually throughout the day, and I want to see if he's awake and active at the moment. Now, knowing my luck, he won't be crowing when I go out there. But anyhow, I shall give it a try. I'm just going to stick this in my pocket. And away I go. It's a very windy day, so I think it's better to use this mic than my Olympus's mics because I don't have any wind screens for them and they don't like wind. They cut out all the time when it's too windy. It's not that warm. It's only about 19 or 20 degrees. Which would be okay if there was a lot of sunshine, but right now it's actually quite cloudy. We had a good rain last night, and ever since then, there's been a bit of sun, but mostly the sky has been veiled with clouds. Now I think I'm heading in the correct direction. I think he's down this way. If not, I'll have to go the other way. Ooh, I can hear the wind blowing against that mic. This may not turn out to be a postable recording. Oh, dearie me. Besides which, I don't hear Mr. Cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear lots of crickets. There were some wonderful birds out this morning, but now they would appear to be napping. Oh, there's the rooster! I don't know if the mic picked him up, though. He's too far away. I'll see if I can. No, he's too far away. Shite. Oh, dear, that's unfortunate. Well, it has come to my understanding that Idell, otherwise known as BJ Edwards, and Fiona Dunn went to Wales over the weekend. And while I'm hopeful that they had a very good time, I'm also very envious. Of course, it's much easier for them to get to Wales from where they are than for me to get there. All they have to do is take a train. I can't even fly. My wings have been clipped. No, I have a chronic ear problem, and if I were to attempt to take an airplane anywhere, I would have massive ear pain. It would not be good. I don't think I could stand it. In fact, it might even cause my eardrums to burst. So, just because of the pressure. So, whenever I hear of people going to Wales, or heck, a lot of parts of the UK, I'm very envious. Oh, there's the sun. Because I know that I'll probably never ever get a chance to go. And it makes me sad. Sun came out for just a wee minute and then... Now it's gonzo. That's too bad. Come on, rooster. I've gotten a bit closer to him, but I can't go too close because there's a highway up here. A motorway. As you folks in the UK would say. A motorway. A motorway. Ah. I'll just stop for a minute so you can hear the cricking chirpets. Not a very busy motorway at the moment, which is good. Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm excellent, thanks. Okay. Just so you folks know, I only have one earbud in, so this way I can hear traffic if it should come. And then I can make sure I get over to the side of the road while I'm actually on the shoulder now. Wow, lots of long weeds here. Holy Hannah. Okay, I better turn around because I don't want to get too close to that motorway in case some articulated lorries should happen to come along there at great speed and smack me down. El smacko. Smackerific. Road jelly. I don't want that. I don't think I'd make very good jelly. Articulated lorries. That reminds me of this really funny episode of Are You Being Served, where they try to advertise the store, the department store, Grace Brothers, by using a CB radio. And of course they get a bunch of articulated lorry drivers, and when someone first says that, Miss Brahms says, "Oh, I thought they spoke well." Oh, that was a good show. It was a good one, folks. Okay, some of the innuendos got a bit too much after a while, but generally, it was pretty good. Oh, Mr. Rooster has decided to be silent. Yeah, just my luck. I'll be curious to listen back to this and see how it sounds.